Welcome in, kids. Welcome back. How are you?
Hi. I'm great.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. Well, hi. Sunshines and daisies. Everybody feeling fresh and happy. How's everybody doing?
It's funny you said we can start smelling the farm. I thought you were going to say it's because the humidity has hit that Tennessee high.
Has it?
Oh,
sure
my
has.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's hot.
The last week is unbelievable, and this is early. But yeah.
I know that this is totally useless, but around about May 18th, I start looking at the long-range 30-day forecast, and it always ends up being 20% chance of rain and 97. That's every year, no matter what happens.
Yep. Yep.
How's it going down there? How's it feel?
Everything's good, other than the humidity.
Is it? What was the high this weekend?
Well, I don't even know, 80?
About 80, yeah.
Yeah, the temperature hasn't been that bad. It's just that the humidity has hit us so soon, so early.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which is maybe good. Get used to it.
Get used to it, yeah. Okay. Brad, don't even bother working out, you fool.
Yeah.
But yeah, get used to the humidity, sure.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I love this time of the year because this is silly season in Bonnaroo land, because this is about when you get with your team. It's when you get with your group, you get with your camping buddies, and you start, you know, hey, so what do we want to bring this year?
Yep.
And this is about the anniversary of when we all got together at Camp Nut Butter, and Barry said, you know, I'd like some live chickens.
It's still a goal.
Fresh eggs in the morning. Fresh eggs in the morning.
I just think waking up with a chicken clucking around would be hilarious.
Our goal every year was, as soon as the lineup was released, as soon as the schedule was released, that's when we'd get everybody together and we'd start like mapping out what we wanted the weekend to look like, what everybody still had from the year before, and how we wanted the campsite to sort of look. I will never forget. I don't know. Taco wasn't there. Barry, you probably were. The early years of Camp Nut Butter, I used to have a map that how I wanted the campsite to be set up. I would plot everybody's little tents and where the carpet would go and where the kitchen would go. And you quickly realize that is the stupidest waste of time you could ever ask for.
Yeah, well, it's so weird. I've talked about this before. My first 4 or 5 years, I don't camp, so it was kind of panic. You know, I got to bring everything. We've talked about that. You know, it's like you were going to a third world country, so you figured you had to bring, I think you've said, hatchets and machetes, yeah. And first aid kits, and, you know, you got to be ready to kill for your food type of thing. And now I'm like, as long as I have water, you know, and access to vending machines or the food trucks that over there, I'll be all right. You know, don't eat a lot. Don't need nearly as much food as I originally thought. So,
Taco, do you buy for a second that Barry Quarter could live off vending machine food?
I meant vendors. Excuse me.
I was trying to think, where are the vending machines at Bonnaroo?
I meant ATM machines to get cash.
God, guys. I just realized what we should bring. A vending machine.
Vending machine.
There you go.
Oh, that would be
funny. Oh, my God.
That would be good.
So we now have it. We have a mailbox next to our giant lit marquee and our white picket fence that surrounds the entire campsite. But we should have a vending machine. Make some money on the side here.
That is a good idea.
With all the things that you would need for Bonnaroo in the vending machine.
I like it. That's funny.
Oh, guys. Taco, you can whip up a vending machine, can't you?
Maybe. Can we also
you
get
can
like
build
a
one?
Can we get a claw machine too? Those are fun.
Oh my God, that would be so fun. Ski ball. Let's go ahead and make this a Dave and Buster's.
I like it. I like it.
See, I told you a silly season.
Air
it's
hockey.
Everything makes sense in this season, right? Yeah. You can start talking to your friends about whatever you wanted to bring, and it all makes sense. And then you realize, I drive a Subaru.
Right, right.
Yeah, there's no bad ideas when you're talking about it. But then when you realize you got to pack all this.
Pack it and then take it home.
Yeah.
And then Barry looks around as if I'm the only one with a truck. I'm going to be stuck with all of this.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I was thinking that this morning that the first, I guess the first year you and I traveled up together and you and Hillary packed your car and couldn't find room for the hula hoop. That was how tight.
That was not the first year. That was like 2019.
Okay. I thought it was the first year we traveled together is what I,
No, no. This
but
was,
your
this
car was
packed
so tight. Couldn't even get a hula hoop in it.
Couldn't get a hula hoop left. No. I will say, though, do you guys have any special requests for camp this year? Do you have anything that you want to bring, or do you feel like this is a downsizing year? Do you feel like our big, over-the-top Camp Nutbutter days are over?
Yeah, I do feel that way. I mean, it's different for Russ because he's going to go up probably tomorrow.
I'm already there.
Yeah. I won't be there as many days. I know that. I'm not going Tuesday, and Wednesday's iffy just because. And they moved us. We've talked about that. You know, it's a little bit different where we camp now, and there are fewer people going from Camp Nutbutter.
Are you getting to the point where, and I know we are different than the casual What Podcast listener, but are you getting to the point where you might think about camping in GA?
No, we talked about that.
Yeah,
last year
it sounded like a good idea at first, but then you know we still got it pretty good back there.
Yeah,
I don't think we
at
could
the end
give
of the day
a lot of that. Yeah,
proximity for one thing.
So there's one thing I want to talk about when it comes to actually getting to the festival. Did you see the news that actually it's not news? We got an email from a listener who inquired about the shuttles from Nashville. I don't know if you have it up, Barry. But if you want to read the highlights of this email, which I knew, like I had heard rumblings about them not doing the shuttles this year for the first time. I had heard that, but I hadn't actually like officially known it for sure yet. This guy did the Lord's work and went and asked Bonnaroo because, you know, people count on these shuttles. So, he asked and he got a response from them and, the answer was not good.
Right. Let's see. As of now, they are not doing shuttles this year. Big news, because he's got a bunch of people who fly in, so they're going to have to find a way to get from Nashville, deal with all that traffic. Going to cost him a lot of money. You know, he's figuring a couple of $300 per person to figure out how to get there, so...
So this is my dilemma. I hate to make this personal, but if I'm coming in, I'm going to have to be flying. And I would fly into Nashville, and my anticipation was to do one of two things. Have you guys bring all my stuff in and just shuttle down. And, you know, I walk
Russ.
In and everything is set up for me.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Stay with it. I could also stay, you know, on a bus with some record labels, but I don't want to do that. I want to stay with you guys. But the other option was to rent a car and drive in and just sleep in that car and, you know, use some of the stuff that you guys would bring up for me, and I would just sort of, like, supplement it around, like, a van that I rented. But the shuttle, being that, you know, it was available, was my first option. Not having the shuttle now ensures that I have to rent a car that's going to cost me for 2 days. If I do a Saturday night, Sunday night, that's going to be $300, $400.
Mm-hmm.
My God. That was a kick in the gut.
Yeah, makes it complicated, doesn't it? And expensive.
Really expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, the flight in of itself is not terrible. It was the rental car that was the hold up for me. And, you know, I'm just not, you know, in love with the idea of bringing a rental car to Bonnaroo, by the way, every year something has happened to my car. Somebody has hit it. Somebody is you know, I've flattened a tire. Something has happened to my car every single year. Yes, I would love to bring a rental car into this situation.
That's what you need.
Make sure you get that insurance.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you can't fly into Chattanooga, can you? Too expensive?
It would be much more expensive, yeah.
Okay.
But even then, I'd still have to rent a car. Yeah. It's not like I have some extra cars sitting in Chattanooga.
No, but there's usually somebody coming.
You want to borrow a car?
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
That's true.
I need Russ to go through a few more breakups to have an extra car, too.
Inventory's running low.
Oh my God. If you could start a used car business and it's just called breakup cars.
Breakup cars.
You just get cars and breakups. Yeah.
They don't break down, they just break up.
That's why, I don't know if you knew this, but that's how Big Hearted Smitty got his name down there.
His heart was too big.
Yeah, internal Chattanooga joke for all those who don't understand who Big Hearted Smitty is.
Yeah, this could be the next Happy Motors. Yeah.
I was really, really bummed with, it's happy for you, not for them. I was really bummed to hear about the lack of shuttle news. I hope that's something that they readdress in the future. It's probably too late now, but boy, I really hope that's something that they
rethink. Odd choice, because they're right on the cusp of selling out, right? You'd think, you've got more people coming, you got more people flying in, so shuttles seem necessary.
You almost think some entrepreneur out there would realize there's an opportunity.
Yeah,
The insurance risk is out of control, though. For somebody just do it as a one-off?
I don't know. Some company.
Party bus it. Let's party bus it.
Yeah.
All right. The other big news is, of course, schedule day. The final tentpole in Bonnaroo season, the waiting for the schedule and the crossing the fingers and hoping for no conflicts. When you looked at your picks last week, Barry, and you go back in and you see the schedule now that it is laid out for you, do you have any conflicts? Did
No.
Barry's picks have any sort of issues?
Not really. As we guessed, Korn and My Morning Jacket are going to be opposite each other, but that doesn't bother me. Honestly, I think the schedule lays out perfect for me.
I kind of feel like it lays out perfect for almost everybody. I don't know how they did it, but this is one of the few years where it feels as though there are almost no complaints or bitching about the schedule.
Mm-mm.
Is that surprising?
Mm-hmm. I mean, not just because there are no conflicts, but it lines up, the shows I want to see follow, another show. So,
very, very impressive job.
Yep. I mean, there's a few, but nothing major. In fact, it's really good. I mean, so, Diesel, 2:30 in the morning. I don't remember what we said we thought that would be, but that makes sense. I don't know, Russ. Did you have any?
I have very few conflicts. I'm with you.
Really,
everything just kind of laid out perfectly. It's like the lanes that they've talked about. Just everything, So there's a few that I want to walk by, but for the most part, most of the main shows I want to hit, I don't have any conflicts.
Yeah. May I just say again the complaint that I have about whatever platform they use for their website. The way that they lay out their grid is just impossible to use. How is it difficult to just make it the bubble top to bottom thing? But in the website, it's this left or right grid that you have to scroll through. It's impossible to use on your phone. Please, somebody in Bonnaroo, stop using whatever platform this is for the schedule. It drives me nuts every year that we do this. All right, that's a nit to pick.
I think I found JPEGs on Reddit, but I'm with you. I couldn't make it work on my computer.
The JPEGs are so much easier. So much easier to deal with.
Lindsay, your friend Lindsay, once again, he came through with the printable schedules that are downloadable, either in Excel or PDF.
Funny thing is about that, our old buddy Brian Stone. So what we ask in these meetings after the schedule comes out, when we put Camp Nut Butter together, we get everybody together. We say what we want the campsite to look like, what all we still have from last year, and what we want each person to bring that's new. What's the thing that you're going to bring to camp this year? And every year, Brian Stone says he's bringing his laminated schedule. The laminated schedule that can hang there on the side and we can all just like look at it together. And it's so lovely of him to spend hours and hours making his own schedule for us, which every year, Barry, you can attest, was incorrect. Every single year.
I know.
He had the wrong people playing on the wrong days, on the wrong stages. I remember him coming back and saying, like, man, I just make a band up. I really hated Portugal the Man. That band sucks. I didn't even know they had a female singer. And we'd look at him and be like, no, Brian, you got the wrong band. You actually went to see the White Stripes. I don't know. Yeah. Like, he had no idea who he's looking at because his schedule is so wrong. Yeah.
They didn't even play the hit, man.
Always wrong. So be careful with the laminated schedule. Don't trust Brian Stone's laminated schedule.
No, go download Lindsay's.
Yeah. Is it a good one? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, the other thing, too, that drives me nuts about that, I hate to nitpick this thing to death, but the thing that drives me nuts about the Bonnaroo website schedule is that, you know, 2:30 in the morning, right? Saturday morning. That's Friday night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hate that I have to click Saturday for the 12:30 shows. That drives me crazy. So, like, if I want to find, like, Sylvanesso on Friday night, it's Friday night. It's not Saturday. I know that I'm being really, really picky about this, but it's just such a hard website to deal with. Anyway, that's all I got. Never mind. I'm not going to even complain about the Monday schedule, which, you know, there is a Monday schedule because they can't get the calendar right. All right. Anyway, doesn't matter. This episode is not about any of that. It's not about nitpicking. It's not about Barry's schedule or shuttles or my flight. It is about Mr. Russ Jackson, Lord Taco. It is the most eagerly anticipated moment of the year, where we get Lord Taco's picks on the What podcast. We will do it next.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Lord Taco Day, where we celebrate all things Russ Jackson. And although, you know, we should have all been having a PBR right now, Barry, in honor of Lord Taco and his picks.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we missed the boat here.
We did, for sure.
You owe me a PBR.
We'll make up for it.
Yeah.
Damn it. All right. This is Lord Taco Pick Day. So I anticipate we start, June 2nd?
Well, I wanted to recap Shaky Knees first before we get into...
Well, let's do that at the end. Let's get through the picks and we'll do Shaky Knees at the end. Yeah, let's do that at the end. Okay. Because I don't want to, like, people have been waiting 360 some odd days for this Taco.
Biggest show of our year.
Listened to show of the year, the Lord Taco's pick. So I don't want to waste any more time.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll recap Shaky Knees at the end then.
Well, when do you plan on leaving?
When do I plan on leaving? It's kind of up in the air. I mean, I do want to leave like Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday. Just comes down to vehicle, you know, preparedness at this point.
How's it going? How's the vehicle going?
No updates yet.
Oh,
still waiting. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Do you call on a regular basis and like every few days you're like, hey, can you just, I'm just checking in. Just want to see how.
There's not like a live webcam. There's no live webcam where you can check.
That's
in.
Not going to help. yeah.
All right.
See
so if it doesn't.
Well, I've got a backup.
So have you? What is it?
Well, I don't want to give it away yet. And, you know, fingers crossed, the bus's engine gets put in, and then I just drive the bus. But if not, I have a backup vehicle in the wings. So we'll see.
It's a breakup van. It's a breakup bus.
That's why I didn't want to give it away. I hadn't told her yet.
That's right. She's gonna be upset, but.
Honey, I've got some bad news. Can you listen to our latest episode of the podcast for me, please?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to need those keys.
I need those keys.
Hey, boys, come get my keys.
I need those.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Well,
hopefully I'll be there.
You got a backup plan.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll be there, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday. But as far as picks go, let's start with Thursday.
Okay. All right. Thursday. Here we go. Barry, I'm very excited. I don't even know what to expect, but I know there's going to be a baby involved. Let's do it.
All right. Hopefully not. But Thursday, I want to start at the Who stage. My first band on here is The Medium. Do you know The Medium?
Tell me about The Medium. I do not know The Medium. Please tell.
They sound like The Beatles, straight up. Mm. I mean, it's the weirdest thing, but you know, four-piece band, they harmonize, and it's clear that they're heavily inspired by The Beatles. So I want to check them out. That's at 5:15 at the Who stage.
Surprising you're going to go with a band that's playing far later in the afternoon. Oh, wait, no, they're playing at the Toyota Music Den, too, at noon, not the Who stage. Yeah, so which show are you going to go to? You going to go to the early 12 o'clock show?
Well, or
are you
going to the early 12 o'clock. Yeah, I left early Thursday just pretty open, but yeah. they're Who
stage performance. Well, the reason I bring that up is because you're the kind of guy that wants to be at the first show of the day. You want to be the first
sometimes.
One in Cineru.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But the reason I picked them, their Who show stage, is right after them, that kind of leads into Angel, Satan, Queen, also playing their stage.
That band sounds good. Tell me about them.
I love it.
I think you know all about them, but that's... that's your former intern friend, Becca Castle. Well,
what I love about this is that they have a 45-minute set. I mean, good for them. I mean, starting a band within a year and having 45 minutes of material that you can play a Bonnaroo. Good for you. I'm very excited about
that. Cool.
I hate that I'm going to miss that show.
Well, yeah, that's why I just thought those would be a good back-to-back opener for the Who stage.
Okay.
And then at 8 o'clock, I actually want to get out to the, I think it's Plaza 1 or 2, and check out the Hogslop String Band.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
All right. You're getting the Galactic Giddy Up.
Getting to the Galactic Giddy Up. yeah, we've talked about them, and I think they liked our mention of them, and so they seem cool.
Nice.
So I'm going to check them out.
Do we know anything about the Hogslop String Band? Have we done any deep diving research on them?
I haven't. I mean, you know, it's bluegrass. It's, you know, it's
like
I'm
gonna say, if the name doesn't fit, then they did a horrible job naming themselves.
Hey, believe me, I went to that Rainbow Kitten Surprise show and it did not get any kittens.
No kittens.
Were you surprised?
Yeah. No, they need to be up there in overalls and corn cob pipes and straw hats and if there's not live pigs on stage, I'm walking away.
Oh my God, live pigs. Barry,
I know.
Your dreams come true.
My chicken hook up there. And get some live chicken.
I wanna stop you because you went by something that has not been on either one of you guys' picks for Thursday, and that is a Mr. Robert Pattinson's girlfriend, Suki Waterhouse. Suki Waterhouse, I just think, I don't know. It's kind of odd, and it's not somebody that you would anticipate me liking. But Taco, just give it a gander, okay?
I'm down for that.
I think she's gonna be right up your alley.
Cool. Well, you know, I kind of purposely laid out these picks with some gaps in between because I didn't want to overbook and then find out stuff like this. Be like, okay,
sure.
So there's room for. You know, some last minute, some additions here. So I'm down to check that
out. Let's just say before she started dating Robert Pattinson, she was dating Bradley Cooper. Just do a Google it. Just Google image.
I'll Google
me.
It. What's she drive?
well, what do you need? What's the lot needing?
Yeah. What's missing in the fleet?
What's missing in the fleet? I love the idea of randomly Robert Pattinson being on the farm. I think that would be a really fun, out of nowhere, celebrity sighting. For no reason.
I like our pets.
Suki Waterhouse.
All right. Yeah, wasn't on my radar.
Make some time for that.
Okay. Well, then I've got another gap. Nothing really until 11:45. Diarrhea Planet. I think number one show for Thursday.
Absolutely. 1,000,000%. And it should be because, again, another nit to pick on this Bonnaroo website that I'm going to keep beating up. But if you look at the website, because they break it down via day, and if there is a show from on Thursday night from 11:45 to, say, 1 o'clock, no, on the website it says 11:45 to 12.
Yeah.
So yeah. Diarrhea Planet is playing 15 minutes, according to this website. Excuse me. But yeah, so this is the one, I think, to me, that was the big, flaming name on the schedule that I wanted so badly to see. Circle, circle, circle in red. Cannot miss. Do not miss the Diarrhea Planet show. The one I'm most upset that I'm not going to see. Diarrhea Planet coming back together for the first time in God knows how long. So, yeah, that's going to be really, really special. I love that band, and I love them being sort of like the headliner for Bonnaroo, that Thursday Bonnaroo slot. I'm really jealous of that show.
Very cool. Yeah. So yeah. That's my Thursday. I started out kind of light.
Okay. So that's going to be it for the night? Going to do Zed's Dead or Big Frida?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I could. Okay. But, that's all I just had written down just to not miss.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. All right.
He's trying to follow the rules this year. Don't go hard on Thursday.
You know how that goes.
Don't go hard on Thursday. I mean, it's going to be hard because it's going to be hard not to go hard because Big Frida, it's a big, bounce dance party. And then you've got two Zed's Deads slots to go. And that would be the part for me if I was there. That would be when I'd want to go to Where in the Woods. I can't believe we're saying this on a Bonnaroo podcast, but at least I've never been out there for a show. This would be the moment I'd want to go to the Where in the Woods stage for the Zed's Dead show.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely be at the Big Frida show.
Well, big rule, don't go hard on Thursday. All right, so you're going to wake up, and I know what you're going to do when you wake up. The first thing you're going to do is go to the Camp Rotary Craft Beer Exchange on Friday.
That is on Friday, yes. So that's at 11, and so we're going to do that.
Okay.
Kevin reached out this week to see if we're coming, so.
Nice, okay.
And Taco, what are you bringing to trade?
I have a lager, and this is actually an award-winning lager that is from a small microbrewery called Pabst. So good. Little known, good. Just thought I'd share that.
Heard.
See if anyone else has another award-winning lager that they could trade for.
So just to make sure you get your right trading partner, you would trade a Pabst lager for a Pabst lager.
That's correct. But maybe if somebody's coming from the West Coast, maybe they'll bring a West Coast PBR.
Heard. Okay.
Yeah.
What about a Miller High Life, your actual favorite beer of all time?
Those are also good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't turn down a High Life.
All right, after you've hammered about 15 PBRs from 11 to 12, then how does Friday go for you?
Friday, my first show, I'm going to see AFI at 3 o'clock.
Oh, so you're going back for a nap. You're going to get a little nappy.
Probably need a little nap between, especially if I drink 15 PBRs.
Yeah, in those 4 hours, I anticipate you hitting it pretty hard. I don't know if you get to AFI, to be honest with you.
Maybe not. We'll see.
Okay.
And then after that, I've got to go see Portugal the Man. It's at 6:45.
So you've got a really sort of light afternoon on this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So after 4 o'clock, you're not doing anything until Portugal, which I would almost try to plug in Arena Sawayama, maybe have one of my favorite albums of the year last year. I love this girl. Little indie pop princess. Another one, Taco. Just Google okay. image. You're gonna right. you'll be very just fine with that.
Who's she dating?
But also, you're not gonna do a Knock Loose, which is surprising.
I don't know if I'm gonna do a Knock Loose. Yeah,
I gotta walk by. Yeah, gotta go see the carnage.
There will be carnage. There will be carnage.
I love that they have them at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
That is a weird slot, right?
Yeah, it's like, come on if you want to, but we're not doing it late at night.
Well, the medical tent at about 6:30 is going to be full.
That's my point.
I mean, that is going to be a hot as shit show. With all of the banging around and the moshing, I can't imagine how hot that show is going to be. What is it on this or that?
Yeah, this.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Which, Jesus. I don't know. You weren't there last year, but they put big-ass fans in those tents last year, Brad.
Difference. Yeah, they're great. Were they not there in 2019, too? I feel like I remember them in 2019.
I don't remember them. Saw them was last year.
Okay.
They're great.
Look, I think that your gut instinct, Taco, is right. The Portugal live show is so fun. Even if you don't know a lot of their songs, I just find them to be so tight, exquisite players. And on the wet stage, I feel like that's going to be a really, really fun show.
I agree.
Right when the sun's going down.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's going down around 7:30. Yeah. All right, then what?
Then I got to go straight from there over to 3-6 Mafia.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, it's hard out here for a pimp.
Yeah. I've heard that about you.
It's a Tennessee thing.
It is. You haven't seen 3-6 Mafia, make sure you watch. Have you seen Hustle and Flow, the MTV movie?
I have not, no.
Great movie. And 3-6 Mafia did some of the music for it.
Yep.
Yeah. 7:45 on which? That is surprising for me in that it's another early one, Barry. I kind of anticipated this one being later.
Yeah, me too.
I just have this strange feeling that show is going to be out of control packed. I don't know if you're going to get within 100 yards of it.
That's fine.
Really the only conflict because Noah Kahan is over on the bat tent.
Yeah, I have a note there that's really the first conflict. I, of course, can't watch the whole 3-6 Mafia show because I want to get over and see Noah Kahan to talk to.
Yeah. Friend of the podcast, Noah Kahan. It's a very different world going from 3-6 Mafia to Noah Kahan. And thank goodness they're putting him on that because the sound bleed from which to this would be overpowering for the sweet, soft sounds of Mr. Noah Kahan. And then what do? Do you go and find out if Baby Keem is an actual baby or?
Yes, that's my next note here. I've got to do a walk by with Baby Keem and we need to see if this is a baby or not.
Yeah. Please confirm. Yeah, baby or not a baby.
That's the one baby we've got here. So hopefully we'll see.
All right. Well, that's a walk by. So that frees you up for the rest of the night.
Yep. Then I can go see Fleet Foxes at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. It seems to me like your evening starts to become a lot of little chunks of shows.
Yeah.
This could be one of those nights where you get pulled in a lot of different directions, huh?
It could be, yeah. Yeah. I said, I've designed it to be flexible, and there's purposely some gaps in here that could be filled in. So.
Okay. All right.
My not miss that day is Sylvanesso.
Oh, you're not going to do any Grizz or Kendrick, huh?
Probably not.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm very excited about the Sylvanesso show. This is they're quickly becoming like the go-to show for Bonnaroo. This is what, their fourth time playing now?
Hmm. Yeah, should have been fifth because they should have done the Super Jam that one year.
They were the Super Jam that canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I love that poll. I love the Sylvanesso show. It's going to be tough for me because I desperately want to see Wolfpack. I feel like I've seen Sylvanesso so many times, and as much as I love that show, you're not going to hear me say a bad word about it. I haven't seen Wolfpack yet.
I'm kind of interested in Wolfpack too.
Well, if you like horns and if you like, a fantastic soul bass voice that doesn't look like the sound that's coming out of his mouth. Very Paul Janeway.
Yeah.
Then Wolfpack's for you.
Cool. And then, you know, of course, gotta go see that Diesel show at 2:30, which I guess is technically
you gonna make
Saturday.
It?
I'll make it. Yeah.
You gonna make it 2:30?
Okay. If Barry will
Barry,
make it,
you gonna
I'll
make it.
It? Yeah.
Yeah, the Sylvanesso. There'll be little nappies in there, but yeah, what's helpful is like Sylvanesso and Wolfpack lead into it, so you're not going back to the camp and sitting down and going to sleep.
I love Taco how he keeps calling this band Wolfpack.
Wolfpack. I said Wolfpack.
Peck.
Wolfpack.
Yes, thank you.
Well, doesn't that translate to Wolfpack? Maybe he's just translating.
Yeah, he's our translator.
Thanks,
yeah,
Russ.
He's our go-to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Russ.
Thank God we have him. I don't know what we do.
I'm trying to stick up for you. Without,
All right, that's a big day. It's a lot of freedom there in that day. Are you doing this on purpose because you feel as though that you have a pretty packed Saturday and Sunday, or is it just how everything sort of falls and you're not necessarily in love with anything?
That's just how it flows. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Just little kind of picks here and there. You know, I think probably last time I might have overloaded myself, so trying to try to back up and go a little lighter. But yeah, ready for Saturday.
All right, we got Saturday and Sunday taco picks coming up next on the What Podcast. It's Lord Taco Day on the What Podcast. We are into Saturday, and I am guessing it starts with a sound bath with Mythic Times for Lord Taco.
Well, I've got Devin Gilfilly in here first.
Oh, okay, got it. So that's at 12:30. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You're not going to go to the speed dating and friending event?
Yeah, I mean, I'll look and see what cars they got, I guess. Yeah, I don't know anything about this speed dating and friending thing. What is that?
It's a queer-roo thing that they've done for the queer community. So the Devin Kavillion show. I've said this before, and I know that he's a friend of the show because he was on it, but, man, this dude can sing anything. He can play anything. It is going to make your heart very, very happy if you can wake up. The only thing I wish is this was on Sunday, Barry, because this has got Sunday morning church written all over it.
Yeah,
he will just make your soul enriched. You're going to feel so fantastic leaving that show. You're going to feel like you're on top of the world. You might cry a little. But you're going to feel inspired and happy to be alive after that show. So if you can wake up early and get there for Devin, please do, because I really, really like that guy.
Well, you got two chances, right? Because he's also playing the Toyota stage.
Yeah.
I think I saw that.
Well, that's the Saturday 12:30.
Okay. Well, Saturday 3 o'clock, he's on that stage, that tent.
Oh, he's on that tent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Later at the Super Jam.
I don't know which one I'd want to go to. Because the Toyota Music Den is going to be a smaller, more intimate thing.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to see him more on the bigger stage, to be honest with you. Ah, just go to both.
Why not both? Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, I didn't know he was playing two shows.
Yeah,
All right.
Two shows. Good. My not miss Saturday is Rainbow Kitten Surprise. 6:45, yeah.
So you're going to be pretty open for the entire day, 1:15 all the way to 6,
yep.
And you're not, what, are you just going to bounce? What are you going to bounce?
Sheryl Crow?
4 hours.
Sheryl Crow, I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, that's a big gap there.
Big gap,
so what do you plan on doing that whole day?
Drinking.
Okay. Got it. I'm telling you, his headliner is PBR every year. It's not unlike what you just do at home, Taco. It's very similar.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. It's good, though, that it's scheduled.
That's right. Yeah.
That's how it's made better, Barry, because he's scheduling this.
When do I schedule drinking?
Are you not going to go with Parker and Reed to the Beths?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. I'll be there.
Well, then why is that not on one of your picks?
Well, that's their pick,
Okay, good point. Good point.
Yeah.
Along the way there, I would suggest Parker Jenny Lewis.
I did see Jenny Lewis up there.
Okay.
On the lineup.
That doesn't interest you? Doesn't
interest you? Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually interested because he's now doing the Super Jam. I'm sort of interested in this Corey Wong set. That would be good something point. Like because I mean, Wolfpack is playing the day before. I would imagine you'd get a few Wolfpack people showing up in the Corey Wong set, and it might be a little precursor to what you're going to see in the Super Jam later that night.
Good idea. Good point.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can do all right. That. So, Rainbow Kitten.
Rainbow Kitten, and then of course the Super Jam at 8:15.
Before you get too crazy, okay. Rainbow Kitten. Now, Rainbow Kitten has a massive following, especially in the Southeast. Have you ever seen one of their shows before? Because they've been to Chattanooga a few times now.
You don't remember that we went to that show?
I was setting you up so you could tell the story.
Yeah.
I was making sure that... Okay. And what did you think about that show?
I thought it was great. Yeah, we got in. They had like a private like pre-concert before the concert that was just like real intimate, just kind of everybody standing around. It was, you know, pretty cool.
They did a singing circle, Barry. It was so sexy. Yeah. It was so sexy. I love this band so much.
I do too. It's one of my favorites.
What a fantastic story though for Rainbow Kitten Surprise to be a baby band who just primarily could survive doing the circuits in the Southeast to be playing 6:45 on the what stage. Now, I anticipate this, even though I anticipate it being a lightly attended show, but they deserve the look on the main stage of Bonnaroo. That is a massive look for them. And to be where they normally are, which is, you know, they're playing, you know, 1500 seat venues, and you know they've sold out Red Rocks a couple of times. For them to be on the what stage, not just at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but the sundown show on Saturday, what a look!
Yeah.
And by the way, not too many necessary conflicts too. You know, unless you're a big Young Gravy fan, but they've got a chance really to blow up after this. Now that they're getting this huge, huge slot on the what stage.
I was just looking. There aren't many conflicts. The only thing is that that time on Saturday is kind of when is reset time for a lot of people when they kind of go back and try to shower or get ready for a big all nighter. But 6:45, 7 is when people kind of start coming out. So yeah.
I hear you. I would probably choose after the Rainbow Kitten show from 7:30 to like 9:10 to be my 9 o'clock to be my sort of like rest, eat,
only
reset.
The problem
time.
With that is you missed the Super Jam. So, but timing wise,
am I wrong? Does the Super Jam feel super early?
Yes, it does.
Not like last year, but it's earlier.
What time was it last year? Do you remember?
It was during the day, wasn't it, Russ?
It was. Yeah. Sun wasn't even down.
5 or 6.
Yeah, which was felt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. Okay. It was awkward. Weird.
Okay.
Yeah. Feels like it should be a late night thing.
It does. It really always has. I historically always remember it as a late night thing.
Yeah, midnighty, right around midnight, 11, midnight.
Maybe it's because it's harder to get artists to stick around until midnight.
I'm sure it has to do with schedules.
Yeah, scheduling, it's tough, I'm sure.
Okay. All right. The rest of your Saturday look like?
Well, I am going to go to the Super Jam, but I also want to do a quick walk by on this band, which I admit I got interested in just because of the name, Winona Fighter.
Yeah.
Tell me about Winona Fighter.
They could be another Paramore. I mean, it's kind of a pop punk like female singer. Just seemed fun, and you know, like the name is really just what jumped out at me. So I want to go see. Uh-huh. What Winona Fighter is all about. They're playing the Who stage.
Okay.
At 9 o'clock.
Okay. Interesting selection for a Saturday night at 9 o'clock. Going to a Who stage show. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I got a few Who stage.
Meanwhile you have Lil Nas X. I guess you don't have any interest in that.
I do because, you know, one of the cars I own is the Montero, which is what Lil Nas X is named after. I don't know if you knew that.
Or no Bob Moses.
I didn't put Bob Moses down. Okay. You know, I could be talked into that.
Okay. Because you have yet to go to the other stage yet. You have yet to go to the other stage so far in your schedule.
Well, Diesel's playing the other stage.
Oh, is he? Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair enough. All right. I didn't know that.
But yeah.
All right. Good.
That's my only other stage pick, really.
Okay. Winona Fighter.
Winona Fighter. At least the walk by. Just kind of check it out. And I don't want to miss Big Wild.
Ooh, you're a Big Wild fan. I didn't know this about you.
9:45. Okay. And then, you know, then we come to that conflict that My Morning Jacket / Korn. And I hate to say it, Barry, but I think I got to go Korn.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt my feelings.
Doesn't hurt your feelings? Okay, good.
Well, here's the beauty
of that. I'm supposed to go
that.
To My Morning Jacket. I'm going to go to My Morning Jacket, so...
Here's
do
the beauty
what
about
that,
though, Taco. It's you're so close. So if the Korn doesn't satisfy you, and you still need a little bit more, you know, sustenance in your diet, just walk over to the My Morning Jacket thing because you know they're going to be playing forever.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know?
Yes.
There's going to be a lot of jacket happening that night. So yeah, just go on over and
you'll be
you know
fine.
there's nothing happening on the Witch stage after them. I just don't feel as though that show's ending at 2:30 for some reason.
They had to put something down. Something, I agree.
They're going to keep going. They're going to keep going
and
for a
the
while.
The only other thing after that is on the other, which is, you know, the other side. So you're right. You can. It's a lot easier to get from this tent to the Witch stage than it is to get into the what area. So.
Yeah. I do worry about sort of the back of the field there for the My Morning Jacket people. If you do arrive a little late, there might be some tough sound bleed from Korn to My Morning Jacket. So if you arrive late, stay on the left side and try and get, you know, deep in it because that Korn bleed on the far right side is going to be tough.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything Saturday night?
Pretty
you're
gonna
go. You're gonna
Saturday.
Go plaza. You're gonna. You're not gonna do any plazas or
some plazas. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then Sunday. You know, it's a good point you brought up. Devin Gilfillian feels like that should be that Sunday morning, like take you to church type slot. And it's sad that he's not doing that on Sunday. So I tried to find something comparable ish. 1:15 on that. Hermanos Gutierrez. Anything about them?
Mm-hmm. So let me say something about this thing that we talk about. We bring this up, Barry and I, every year, and we brought it up damn near for the last 10 years. And we keep acting as if there is a Sunday morning must-have slot for, quote-unquote, take me to church music. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been that way for a decade. But yet we keep operating as if it... is there, and they just missed it this year. No, they have not done it in forever.
Yeah,
and I honestly feel like the last one that they did was like Sharon Jones. And since then, so there was a couple years there that happened where they had Charles Bradley, Sharon Jones, maybe somebody else in there as well, Mavis Staples, all like on a Sunday morning on the wet stage. And I guess we just got sort of, you know, spoiled because... you'd wake up and you'd feel so good about, you know, life and your last day on the farm. And then they never really went back to that well. But yet in our mind, Barry, me, you, Hillary, and Mike Doerr and Denson, we would just operate. It's like, no, this is a forever thing. You must do this every year, all the time. And they just haven't done it in like 10 years, but yet we act as if they should.
Yeah, you're
they
right.
Don't.
I don't know anything.
Yeah.
I don't know any. I don't see anybody on. I mean, Drew, but that's not till 3. Drew Holcomb. So, not what you're talking about, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was the closest I could find. As the name implies, they are brothers, and it's all instrumental. They're just guitar players. They just play guitar. They've worked with your buddy Dan Arbach.
Yeah. Can I? I'll say something about Hermanos Gutierrez.
Yeah.
And it's not so much about them. As it is about
you?
Dan.
Oh.
Shockingly, no.
Yeah.
look, I think that the easiest bet in music, at least for me, is seeing the words Easy Eye Sound on something. No matter what the genre is, whether it's country, Latin, soul music, church music, if Dan's stamp of Easy Eye Sound is on it, I can guarantee it's going to be fucking great. You know, there's just not been something that he has produced that hasn't, and him and Peter have produced, that have not been out of control brilliant. Even the CeeLo album that he did for, like, full of church music was out of control great. So that to me is almost the easiest bet in music, is seeing Easy Eye Sound stamped on a on an artist. Go spend time with that.
There you go. Yeah. So that's my first Sunday pick.
Dan's got the best year in music. He's got one of the best years in music.
And then I want to go see that Sammy Ray show, mostly just because that's the one I didn't get to finish at Moon River last year.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know much about Sammy Ray and the Friends. Tell me about this.
I don't really know them either. I saw them play two songs, and then they had to evacuate the festival. So I really didn't get to experience the whole show. So I just kind of want to go for the makeup and see how it is.
Barry, did you ever make up the fact that we never finished the Sam Smith show in Louisville?
No.
Did you ever go see Sam Smith finish that off?
No, I didn't, actually.
Okay. Yeah, so there, we were in Louisville 1 year, Taco, and as soon as Sam Smith said, "Hello, everybody, I'm Sam Smith, thanks for having me," 3, 2, 1, the stage almost collapsed because of felt like a tornado was ripping through Louisville.
You remember what happened even before that. He said, "Hello, everybody," and another event was happening up on the bridge, and they set off fireworks. Remember? And then the storm came through.
Yeah.
He didn't have much of a show.
No.
He just said, run.
maybe 3 minutes, four minutes, and he was gone.
So I'm just looking for that closure, just to finish that show out, you know?
Okay, good. I need closure.
But then I got to slide
No laser pants clown carnival?
I don't know if you just made that up or if that's actually
on there. It's the House of Yes on Sunday from 2 to 6, the Laser Pants Clown Carnival.
2 to 6? Laser.
Four hours. Four hours of clowns.
Laser Pants Clown Carnival.
So there's an opportunity there.
Let me just throw out the rest of my schedule because I just... And of course, I got to see Frank Fernandez.
Yeah, Frank Fernandez.
I've heard that.
I love
good.
Frank.
Love Frank.
Good old Frank.
Good old Frank. Yeah, I want to see Frank. Frank. I can't even say it right now.
Okay.
Franz Ferdinand.
I'm not saying it.
I hope God you're not. We've had all of our... We've hit the allotment of wrong names today and last week.
Yep, not doing any more.
Okay.
This other one I'm kind of interested in, I want to find out more about, is Men I Trust.
Men I Trust. 445. When is that?
445 on that.
All right, tell me about Men I Trust.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like just dreamy, just kind of like easy. I don't know. The few that I've pulled up so far to listen to, I've liked. So,
would you call it dream pop?
Maybe.
Okay.
Kind of reminded me a little bit of like maybe the Chromatics.
Okay. Interesting. I don't know much about Men I Trust, but I'm putting them on my list to listen to.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I want to see Peach Pit.
That's a surprise.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to Peach Pit. Okay, yeah, So this is interesting. You're going Peach Pit over Revivalists.
Yeah, I am.
Why is that?
Not really into the Revivalists.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Two-time podcast appearance.
I know.
From the Revivalists.
The great guests.
Okay. All right. You haven't listened to the new album yet. Have you heard anything about the new album?
No. They're one of those, I kind of get mixed up with, like, the Lumineers, and I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a big deal for the kids of the Revivalists. I love Zach and Dave. You know how much I adore them and the time that we've spent together in New Orleans. And Dave's wife is fantastic. Zach's wife is fantastic. Their children are beautiful. And the fact that they get the What Stage slot on a Sunday before, you know, Paramore and the Foo Fighters, I think this is a huge, huge look, yeah, especially cool. with the new album out. You know, they're this is the moment that they blow up and go to the next level. So, yeah, I would really, really want to be there for that. But Peach Pit's great. I love Peach Pit.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Where else? Oh, yes. And then, yeah, speaking of, got to see Paramore again.
Okay. Again, you've seen them before.
Well, they played 2018, wasn't it? 2018?
Okay, so you went to that show. You liked it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there anything that you love on this lineup that you're just overtaken with joy to go to? Because I've heard a lot of you, I've heard a lot of your picks, and I get a lot of like, yeah, I'm okay with this.
Yeah, there's not a ton that, you know, I'm like super into, but the next one I definitely want to see is the Pixies. That's a not miss for me.
Okay. All right. Would you say the absolute can't miss of your festival for all 4 days is what?
Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Really? No kidding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would have never guessed that, considering that band is in Chattanooga every 6 months. I'm stunned. Okay. Hey, it's your festival. I think that Pixie show is an important one. Barry, did you put that on your list too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They're top three or four for me.
Definitely. That might definitely be an entire camp. Too. The whole camp going to the Pixies, it feels like.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay. All right. And then finally, you're going to close out, of course.
Of course, with Dave, and I do want to see Foo Fighters. I also love that show.
Yeah. All right, so what's the let's do a quick, and I'll put both of you on the record. It starts at 9:30. It's listed to 11:15. What is your going guess for when that show ends?
I'm going to say midnight.
Yeah, I'm thinking at least midnight. Maybe longer.
Okay, well, I want an official time. I want an exact to the minute time, Barry Porter. Straight up midnight. Okay. Yep. All right. Taco?
Is this Price is Right rules or like?
Then you're going to go 12:01?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay. You knew where I'm going.
Okay. All right. I got you both then. Hope you don't go over. It does not feel like it's going to end at 11:15, does it?
No.
And honestly, 2.5 hours feels short. I was going to say 12:45.
I was thinking that, but we'll see.
I get the I just have this feeling that they might want to play the longest show in the history of Bonnaroo.
And they've got that Sunday night slot, so they certainly could do it. I don't know. Yep.
I don't know if I've told you this, but, you know, I grew up in Richmond, Virginia, and just up the road is D.C., and the 930 Club always lived in lore for us in Richmond as a kid growing up, because all of our favorite bands were showing up at the 930 Club, and I never really ever got to go. Well, the 930 Club closed, but some new people have come in to rehab it and open it back up, but they're not opening up the 930 Club. They're opening up the building right next door, which is now called Atlantis. Atlantis is in the same vein, trying to do the same thing as the 930 Club did back in the day, and they've got a year of bands that are just out of control. The list of artists that they've scheduled for the year is fantastic. The first band that they have opening up Atlantis, the Foo Fighters. And this is going to be, it's a small venue. I mean, we're not talking thousands and thousands of people. It's going to be a small, quaint venue, and the Foo Fighters are the opening show. And guess who's going to that show? Very, very excited. Dave Grohl will be there, yes, and so will I. I'm going to go, and, you know, I just have the time that I saw them before in the Metro when they played this off Lollapalooza set. You know, they walked on the set and they said, we want to play the longest show in the history of the Metro, and they played for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. I just, if they have the opportunity, they're going to take it. They've never played Bonnaroo before. I cannot imagine this thing not lasting 3 hours.
Yeah. And who's going to tell them no?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No, nobody's going to tell them no. I think it's going to be a real moment.
Good
point. It's going to be a real, real moment. All right, that seems like a... it's a full slate, but it feels very light to me. You're doing a lot, but it doesn't feel like you're invested in a lot.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's intentional, you know.
Okay.
Just how I designed it.
Yep. Similar to mine.
And nowhere in there did I hear anything about moms.
Gotta leave that open. It's penciled in.
Yeah, there's always room.
He learned.
If anybody has any hot tips on where the moms are coming from this year, I don't think it's to be corn. And I don't think it's to be diesel.
No.
But right.
Where are the moms coming from this year? If you have any tips, hit us up at the what underscore podcast.
Maybe the Pixies? I don't know. Maybe there's not really a Dashboard Confessional on here type show. Mm. Yeah. But hit me with your hot tips.
Taco, I'm going to tell you, I think that your best mom opportunity is going to be at the Revivalists. I mean, 30-year-old women really, really, really love the Revivalists.
That's a good point. Maybe I have to reconsider my schedule. I could probably walk that in.
All right. Barry, any thoughts on Taco's taco picks?
Solid. It looks good.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's similar to mine. And the ones you want to see, and then leave some room for exploration, right?
You know, I don't think I've ever been to a show with Taco. Are you a upfront kind of guy? Do you push towards the middle? Do you try and get up in them guts? Or are you towards the back, you know, staying on the periphery?
I'm more towards the back.
Okay, he always goes towards the back.
Very few times have I gotten right up front, on the rail, as they say.
Barry's a back guy, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Either the pit, if it's easy to get into, or back, yeah. Uh-huh.
So do you guys spend a lot of time at shows together? Did you do that 2 years ago, or last year?
That's funny you say that. I don't know that we have we, Ross?
No, I remember we did go, we all kind of got in, it was you, me, I think Tara, Kai, Brian Stone, like we all went to a show together, I'm trying to remember which, it was at a tent, I'm trying to remember which show that was. Do you remember that?
Oh, I think
we got a selfie together.
Yeah, that somewhere. Was, it was the band we interviewed right after.
Oh, yeah, great band, yeah, yeah.
I love them, yeah. I love great band.
Love great band, yeah.
I'm glad that you guys finally start to understand how my brain works, because that's how I feel about everybody that we interview.
Yeah.
When Evan Bonnaroo is like saying to me, yeah, you talked to him on the show, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember this whatsoever. Who are you?
That's why you got to go to thewhatpodcast.com, click on guests.
Just to remind myself what in the world. All right. So pretty good slate. Let's wrap up with. Oh, did you do a Spotify playlist for this?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, good. How do I find it?
I sent it to you, but I'll put it in the show notes as well.
I know you sent it to me, but I have to act as if we haven't talked about this already so that the audience is engaged with it too.
Yes, it'll be linked below in the description. I have a playlist put up
right here.
Yeah, right here.
In my hand. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. All right, great. All right, fantastic. Let's go listen to Men I Trust for sure. Yeah. And then we'll come back and talk about Shaky Knees next on the What Podcast. Shaky Knees last weekend, one of the better Southeastern festivals of, you know, you get the top tiers. You get the Bonnaroos, the Coachellas, the Lollapaloozas, the ACLs. And then that second tier, Boston Callings, Shaky Knees, hangouts in that top tier now, but Firefly, Shaky Knees always seems to come through with at least a lineup that feels so well crafted and right in the pocket of at least my type of musical style. Taco, how was it?
It was great. And yeah, you were asking me, like, is there anything like absolute can't miss on the Bonnaroo lineup? For me, on the Shaky Knees lineup, there was more bands that I absolutely had to see.
And really? So, like who?
The Mars Volta was my number one.
Look at you. Yeah. Mars Volta. I had no idea you were a Mars Volta fan. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I got there. It's a little tougher because it is a city festival. You know, there's no camping. There's no, you know, getting in and out is a major kind of deal just because you've got to, you know, get there and then you've got to leave because it shuts down, you know. And I stayed at my aunt's, who she lives about an hour north of Atlanta. So, you know, every day was drive an hour, get on the train station.
Oh, I forgot because you don't have the bus.
Yeah, I don't have the bus. So, you know, I have to take all this extra.
In years past, when you took the bus, you would stay in the bus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got friends.
But where would you park it?
Well, last year we had a friend who lives pretty much downtown Atlanta, and he went to Shaganese too, but he just let me park the bus in his driveway, and then mm-hmm. it was a quick Uber from his house downtown Atlanta down to Central Park. So I mean, we were in and out easy. It was pretty good. So, but this time, yeah, I'd have to take an hour car trip, ride the train for 30 minutes, get out, walk another 10 minutes or so. And so by the time I get there, I'm already, you know, exhausted. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I get there Friday. And if you remember, there was a little mix up with the tickets, which, you know, shout out to Joe. He got me straightened out very quickly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I missed that Killer Mike show, which I feel bad about. I really wanted to see. And I could.
Now, Killer Mike was the last minute addition, right?
Yeah, Manchester Orchestra dropped out, yeah. And they got Killer Mike to fill in. And I could hear him singing. I could hear him performing as I'm sitting there at Will Call, waiting on, you know, to get the tickets sorted out. But that finally got sorted out. I got in.
So I'll tell you about Killer Mike. Did I talk about it on the show that I went to the album release thing with him? This is one of the great moments that I've had living here. He did an album release in a Brooklyn church that was, I don't know, a 200-year-old church. It was out of control beautiful. And he did it because it's his first solo album. And, you know, there was a whole bunch of industry people there or whatever. But he's introducing each song as it goes along. And it was just so strange sitting in this beautiful Catholic church hearing, I don't know, F in that. I mean, it was just like, it was so weird, but lovely. And, but what he was trying to say is like every word on this album, Michael is the new album, is so specifically chosen for a reason. And, it's a super personal album. It's a testament to his life and his struggles and all this kind of stuff. But, the thing I loved about it is that the whole purpose of the album is to tell you through all of the ups and downs of hip hop, good news is coming. And he left the thing saying over and over and over, just go tell your people, good news is coming. Good news is coming. He is such an inspirational dude. I could listen to him do anything, read anything, prophesize anything. I just love Killer Mike so, so much.
Me too. Yeah,
and I hate that you missed that show.
I hate that I missed it. Yeah, and especially when he performs in Atlanta, like, you know, because he's from Atlanta, like he loves Atlanta. You can just tell it's just a whole mm-hmm. new level of energy for him.
That's a great point.
Yeah, and I did see Run the Jewels at Shaganese, and that was fun. So I wanted to see mm-hmm. Killer Mike. Missed it. Caught a little bit of the Greta Van Fleet show as I was coming in, but I definitely
what
did
was
not
that
miss.
Like?
I don't know. It was, you know, everybody compares him to Led Zeppelin, which I get, you know. I thought it was all right. I wish I could have, mm-hmm. you know, watched more of it, but I definitely saw the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Fantastic show.
How was that?
So good. So good.
I know.
So much
I
fun.
Know. We saw them at a venue here in New York called Forest Hills, which is, to me, my favorite venue in the city. Oh God, it felt so good. It felt so good to see her again. I haven't seen them since like 2006 or something like that. I love this new album. I'm absolutely out of control in love with the new album. So the one thing that I'm bummed about is them not being a Bonnaroo.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be perfect to Bonnaroo. That was one of my not missed shows. I got to see them. So I was happy about that. The Killers closed it out Friday night. You know, that was the Friday night headliner. And, of course, I had to leave a little early because I've got to walk and then ride the train and then, you know, drive. So I didn't get to stay for the whole thing, unfortunately. But then the next day, Saturday, come out and do it all again. I saw 311, which was fantastic. And then,
yeah, I can't believe these guys are still around, and that Nick Hexum still looks like he's 25. You know, he's just as dreamy now as he was then. It's so weird.
Yeah, and then of course Saturday the Mars Volta was my absolute cannot miss number one. Stayed for the whole thing. It was right up front. That show was criminally underattended. I felt like it just didn't seem like there was hardly anybody there.
It seemed a lot. I saw a lot of your snaps. It seemed like a bunch of shows seemed underattended.
Well, yeah. I think you
was
were
it
seeing
a light crowd?
Yeah, no, it was a sold out show. It wasn't light at all. It was just where I was standing. Well, they didn't have a lot of people. I don't think they sold a lot of platinum tickets, which was the, you know, the platinum viewing area was right in front of where I was. So, you know, from where I was looking, yeah, it didn't look like anybody hardly, but you know, behind me and like, you know, the whole crowd was filled up back behind, especially that Hozier show. Holy crap. It's a lot of people for that.
Hozier is a silent killer, man. He sells more tickets than you think. He sells more product than you think. He streams bigger than you think. He's just one of those guys that you just take for granted and you don't know how big he really is until you see it.
His show Sunday was massive. Absolutely massive. Mm-hmm. Saturday after the Mars Volta.
Now, that's the place to find the moms, Taco. You can find some Hozier moms.
Definitely. Yeah. For sure. I started to go see Tenacious D Saturday and caught a little bit of that show, but I ran into a couple of podcast listeners, Sal and Josh from Texas.
Sal and Josh from Texas?
Yeah, they come to Bonnaroo from Texas every year. They were there at Shaky Knees. They love the show. So got to hang out and talk with them. So that was cool. They said
to get their address, they can get something from Barry's basement.
Yeah, what do they need?
We'll see. Yeah. They said they do a barbecue like cookout every year at camp.
Wow.
So might have to find them.
Hang on a second. What day are they doing that? Yeah, no kidding. What day are they doing this?
Well, because they drive. They said they don't usually get in until like Thursday. And so they're usually way out in like, you know, pod, you know, 10 or 9 or whatever. So
yeah.
But I mean,
but are they doing this if they're doing this, if they're doing like a barbecue berry on like Sunday, how long has this meat been sitting in that cooler? How long can you really sit on that stuff? I ain't planning to do that. That better be like I show up and then the barbecue starts because we've got some leftover chicken from Friday. Oh, okay. Sunday morning. This sounds great.
They better have that packed on some dry ice or something.
Yeah. Heard. Well, good. Yeah. I'm glad you met some podcast listeners. It's weird to meet podcast listeners in the wild. You know, I met that one listener out of nowhere at a bar in New Orleans as we just watched football, and he looked over and then we just hung out for the rest of the day and bounced around the city. It's weird to I guess it's weird to see us in the wild, and I guess it's weird to see podcast listeners in the wild all at the same time.
Well, especially because I was working my way up through the crowd to see Tenacious D, and then, you know, out of nowhere, I just hear somebody, you know, yell, Taco, and I turn around, and, you know, they're just like, hey, we love the show. Good to see you. And it's like,
well, that's great.
They just spotted me just walking through the crowd.
Yeah, so, that's great.
Yeah.
The weird thing about that is that you missed the Tenacious D show, and then the next day they announced they've got new music showing up, and... Yeah. Yeah, I bet you didn't hear any of that, huh?
I did not. Yeah. Got caught up talking to him.
Price of fame.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a tough life.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
That's right. Yeah. And then that Muse show is so good. I love Muse.
Yeah.
They did this thing where they dropped this curtain behind them, and there was like a giant head with like a hand that looks like it was coming out of the stage, and it would like rotate, and it was just... Their stage show and theatrics is unreal.
It is. I saw that show when I was at MSG here. And yes, you're right. The one knock that Barry had on Muse when they were at Bonnaroo is that it didn't matter if you were listening to them on... This is a testament to them, by the way. It didn't matter if you were listening to them on stage or if you hit play on your stereo. because it sounds so pitch perfect all the time.
It's
and
most technically perfect show I've ever heard.
Yes.
Yeah. Which lends itself for people like Barry to be a tad boring.
Well, my comment was when it was over, I couldn't hum you a tune. I still couldn't. Still can't.
Well,
I'm not that big
know.
A fan.
Muse has got a lot of hits.
Oh, and a lot of fans, too. I mean, I get it. It just wasn't. It was fun to see, and I'm glad I saw it. But
yeah, I think that was.
But
my,
to your point, to your point, Taco, the point that I think is important is that their stage show has gotten bigger and a little bit more active and engaging than the one we saw at Bonnaroo.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, so I'll never not see them.
Yeah, they're great.
And then so that takes us to Sunday, and I guess the big surprise for me was Future Islands. I'd never really listened to them, but I was just wandering around.
All right. I would love to talk about Future Islands because, boy, I got a lot to say about this band.
Okay.
All right. So you had never seen them before.
Nope.
You know the hit. You know Seasons, right?
I don't know that I do.
Oh, okay. All right. So your first impression of Future Islands was... Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminded me of Editors a little bit. You know, he's got just really interesting, like, voice in this, like, very strange vocal range. Like, it's not quite, like, deep, but it's not also, like, super high. He just operates in this weird area, and, like, then sometimes he'll get into this, like, guttural, like, growl. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He growls, yeah.
Yeah, I was into it. I don't know. I just dug it.
It is a batshit crazy show the first time you see it, Barry, right? Because it's so performative. He's beating on his chest.
Yeah.
He's punching himself. He's falling to the ground. He's flailing. At one point, he'll rip out his heart from his chest, then hold the heart while it's beating, and he'll look at it, and he'll turn away from it. Then he'll look at it again, and then he'll put it back in his chest, and then he'll fall down. Like, it's so strange to watch. And then, like, to Taco's point, he'll go from, like, sounding like regular dude into this growl thing, which is off-putting, but also totally engaging. The first time.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was my first time.
The first time you see the show, it's fantastic because it's just nothing like you've ever seen before, and especially if you like the songs, which I do. I love their albums. But then the second time and the third time and the fourth time you see it, I just look at this, I'm like, what the shit is he doing this for still? Enough already.
I haven't seen it live. I've seen video. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, and I wasn't, you know, I was just kind of walking around. I think I was had just eaten or something, and I could just hear it off in the distance. And I just, that was my first thought was, what in the world is this guy doing? I got to go see what this is. So,
yeah.
And I ended up staying for the whole show.
It's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah.
I really love it. And the other thing, too, like, he just gives every ounce of him.
Yeah.
Right? He is just soaking wet on stage. I don't care if it's in the middle of a winter blizzard. The dude is sweating like a maniac because he's working so hard on stage. I mean, he's really, really putting every ounce of him into it.
Oh, yeah. He even said, I got to be careful. I tore my ACL, so I can't, you know. But then, like, he would just start jumping around and, like, running circles. And he's like, damn, he's you can see why he tore his ACL.
It's a great show, but I just love the band so much that I just kind of get taken out of it sometimes.
That's fair.
The fourth time you've seen it, I get a little bit. I just want to listen to you. You know,
sure.
I don't need all the goofiness.
That was, I guess, the big surprise for me was going, and then I went from that to Father John Misty, which was also good.
No, much different. Much different operation.
A little bit different vibe.
but that is to me, like, I love Father John Misty when I, like, session him, but it's a different stage show. His stage show I find to be so fun. So fun. The Bonnaroo one that he had that year felt like I was watching a different artist. He was engaged. He was. He had people coming up on stage. He was throwing shit off of the stage. It was so almost Flaming Lips level fun. And then the just sessioning it, sitting around the house listening to you, like, oh, this is cute. This is sweet. This is lovely. Yeah, live show is so much more fun.
That was so fun. There was people formed a conga line during the Father John Misty set, and they were just going all over the, you know, it was just people were having a good time. Of course, I went from that to Hozier, which was massive, huge, fantastic show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Flaming Lips, which was actually my first time seeing Flaming Lips, surprisingly.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, those are three very, like, this is the thing about the Shaky Knees, Barry, is it's so in the pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, those three artists fit like a glove.
Yeah. It's a good day.
Yeah. I love the show. And of course, they did the entire Yoshimi album, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, you know, from beginning to end, which was fun to watch. And, you know, of course, you know, he's got giant pink robots, inflatables up on stage. They're, you know, shooting confetti into the crowd, balloons, you know. It was, of course, you know, you've seen it, but it was fun. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah. God, I love the Flaming Lips shows. Another surprise, it wasn't at Bonnaroo, but, you know.
Yeah.
How many times can they go down that path? I really love that show. I really wish it was
in the He's in the big bubble, you know.
Versus in the bubble, yeah.
Yep.
The birth.
All right.
The birth.
Nice. That's a great weekend. Good for you.
It was a great weekend. I enjoyed it, yeah.
All right, buddy. Barry, anything else before we go?
No, are we doing your picks next week, or are we going to see how our guest lineups go?
It depends on our rescheduled for the fifth time guests.
Yeah.
We'll see how it works, but I've always got picks for you. I can always do picks.
Nice. All right.
All right. Until then, we'll see you next time on the What Podcast. Oh, yeah, be sure to like, subscribe, send us a 5-star review and a positive thing about our hair.
Yes, and let's hear your picks, you know?
Your picks. Share them at the What.
And shout out to Consequence and Rush. Yeah. Didn't we had some news, right? We're now YouTube, and you can find us on the YouTube Music.
You can find us on YouTube Music. That's right. They just opened up a new section on YouTube Music for podcasts.
And really?
We are now there. Yeah.
Oh, well, hello.
Nice. Hello.
I did not know that.
Leave a comment. Leave a comment with your picks.
Please do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love to hear your picks. Love to interact with you. Anytime you see us in the wild, just run up to us and tackle us and then buy us a beer.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next time on the What Podcast. Love you. Bye.
Consequence Podcast Network.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.